It's a 30-year campaign. It started with Father Michael Kearney, and then during Chris Tarby's time, then from 2009 to 2019, and Chris had the disappointment as well during that time where the planning was turned down, and then we started the campaign. We went on the Adapt 2 programme, which Columbus is on as well, and it was a fast-track programme, and we joined that in 2019. So we're nearly 7 years in that programme now. And throughout that time, huge amount of service, huge amount of money has been spent regarding gathering all that service, doing all the architectural work that needed to be done at that time as well. So you're talking, certainly you're in the millions, that was spent, trying to get all that compiled through the planning process, and working. And remember, our planning was going through at the time when COVID was on, and we were working with local residents, working with people, trying to ensure, that everyone was included in that during a very difficult time. And we did get through it. And as you said there, we thought that would have been the major hurdle, to get over that. And then it was just a matter of time then with regards when the department would decide. So we've been waiting for this strategic plan to be announced since November. I have been communicating with the department and with the relevant people, over the last number of months, to see when is it coming. And I was making the calls. I was getting no information from anyone really, regarding that. I had one person in the department that I could call. But in the last couple of weeks, everything went silent, and I was a bit worried. I was a little bit worried at that point because I wasn't hearing anything back. But again, people can be off, people can be away, people are moved.
Or people know and they don't want to speak to you.
Sometimes.
Yeah, this
rollout. People know when they don't want to speak. Yeah,
exactly. This rollout covers 2026-27. So unless something dramatically changes, this pushes this project out to at least 2028, and would there be that level of money available in that year? What is the situation about planning permission, though, and how long that might last? Is that an issue?
Our planning is up until March 2027. So that's planning done in 2022, and it's up until March 2027. So really, we don't know where we stand now with regards to everything. Everything is up in the air. We've had no communication from the department as yet, or from the building unit, how we progress. We're still at the pre-tender stage, Everything has been placed in. Everything is ready to go. We're just ready for the sanction, from the department to get the shortlist of at the pre-tender stage and then to go to tender. That does take some time, and I was aware of that. You have to allow at least 8 months, for that process to be filled before it can then, construction would start. So we were aware of that, but there was a little bit of hope there, that we would get to that stage and we could continue. We need our facilities upgraded, and that's the reality of it. And the campaign has been going on for 30 years. The last major project that has happened in St. Junan's College was 1979, and before that it was 1930. Mm-hmm. So, and the school was built in 1906. So, as you can imagine, our facilities are now. And saying that, we have just released a statement there from the school this morning. We have fantastic students here and fantastic staff that work and help students reach their potential, and we will continue to do that, and we'll continue to do our best